Number 65, exercise 20. Read the names after the announcer.
Virginia, Philadelphia, Mount Vernon, New York City, Kentucky, Indiana, Aesop's Fables, Robinson Crusoe, Ford's Theatre, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Abe.
Number 66, exercise 21. Listen to the final part of the text, Two American Presidents, and try to read it in the same manner. Смотри учебник, страницы 258-259.
Two American Presidents. Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president of the USA. Like George Washington, he takes a special place in the list of American presidents. Abe grew up in the Middle West. His first home was a small, one-room house in the woods. His family were pioneers who helped to fight Indians and push the borders of the United States farther west. The family lived in poverty. His parents moved from Kentucky to Indiana when Abe was seven, and this was his home for 14 years. Thomas Lincoln, Abe's father, hoped to make a better living there. Soon, the mother died. Abe and his sister were lonely until their father married again. Abe's stepmother encouraged the boy to study. Although he had little chance to go to school, he liked to read. He taught himself by reading the books he could get, such as the Bible, Aesop's Fables and Robinson Crusoe. He often walked miles to borrow a book. Abe grew fast. He learned to do the hard work of the pioneer, such as cut trees and take care of the crops. He usually won in tests of strength with other boys. Everyone liked him, and everyone said he was a born storyteller. But no one could say that this shy young man with a quiet voice would become one of the greatest American presidents. When Abe Lincoln was 21, his family moved to Illinois. From then on, Abe called Illinois his home. For a while, he worked in a store. Later, he joined the militia and fought in an Indian war. After the war, he walked home with an educated young lawyer. This new friend gave Abe advice to study law. Abraham Lincoln became a lawyer and a politician. Many people brought their problems to him. They began to call him Honest Abe and trusted him to do what was right and honest. He was also an excellent speaker. He was elected to the House of Representatives in the U.S. Congress. In 1861, he became the 16th American president. In the same year, the Civil War began, so Lincoln had to lead the country through the four terrible years of war. He wanted the northern and southern states to stay together, and he hated slavery. In 1863, he signed the Emancipation Proclamation, the document that made all the slaves free. This was a great event in the history of the United States. In 1865, the North won the Civil War. 5 days after the war ended, President Lincoln was shot in Ford's Theatre, Washington.